Governor Polis has declared that today be a day to honour those who have died from COVID-19. Steve Miller has more.
The state capitol, along with cities, counties, and other organizations, will be turning their lights red at 7 p.m. to honor the more than 1,000 Coloradans who have died. The state is encouraging buildings and businesses across the state to turn their lights red as well, and for police and fire departments to turn their lights on at 7 p.m. for 1 minute. Coloradans can participate by wearing their protective masks for a minute of silence to show that they are doing their part to save lives. Governor Polis said that the main reason Coloradans will honor the over 1,000 lives lost here in the state was because victims' family and friends were not able to have proper last rites and funerals for them. He added that this is also for friends and neighbors who are struggling in these trying times, and to let them know that they are not alone. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock announced on Thursday that thousands of city employees would have to take 8 furlough days by the end of the year due to significant budget cuts as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. First responders like police and firefighters would be exempt. The furloughs are expected to save the city about $16 million. Overall, the city is facing a $226 million shortfall. The Denverite reports that the city anticipates a 10.5% loss of revenue for its general fund. To put that into perspective, the loss to the general fund in 2008 and 2009 during the recession amounted to about 6.5%. 12 of the 13 city council members and the mayor will take 8 voluntary furlough days. Candy Sidibaka, who represents Denver's District 9 on City Council, said in a statement on her Facebook page that she would not take voluntary furlough days because, coming into 2020, she said, Denver's legislative branch had already been operating on an anemic budget. She continued that now we're being told by a separate branch of government to cut our office budgets during a time when we must provide more support to constituents. Sidibaka concluded her statement saying that rather than surrendering funds that will not make any difference to the mayor's excessive budget, she said she would keep her limited resources in District 9, which has the highest concentration of homelessness and poverty in the city, in order to serve the more than 75,000 constituents there.